Nolte, investigators say blunt force trauma did not kill Officer Sicknick at Capitol riot. By John Nolte on February 4, 2021. We are now being told that Officer Brian Sicknick was not killed with a fire extinguisher during last month's Capitol Hill riot. Which means, once again, we are being taught the lesson that everything the establishment media report eventually ends up being exposed as a big fat lie. Remember that horrible and harrowing story about U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick being beaten to death with a fire extinguisher during the Capitol Hill riot last month? Well, guess what? It didn't happen. In fact, according to far-left NLAL, the medical examiner found no evidence of any blunt force trauma of any kind during Sicknick's autopsy. Buried on paragraph 8 under a nothing to see here NLAL headline that reads, investigators struggle to build murder case and death of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, the bombshell is finally dropped. According to one law enforcement official, medical examiners did not find signs that the officer sustained any blunt force trauma. So investigators believe that early reports that he was fatally struck by a fire extinguisher are not true. In fact, there is apparently so little evidence Sicknick was physically injured in any serious or notable way during the incident, the following is being considered. One possibility being considered by investigators is that Sicknick became ill after interacting with a chemical irritant like pepper spray or bear spray that was deployed in the crowd. Obviously, that doesn't mean the riot didn't contribute in some way to his death, and that the rioters are not responsible in some way. But there's a big difference between bludgeoning someone to death and not, and that difference is intent. My point here is not to downplay the awfulness of this man's death or the riot itself. My point is that all the corporate media do is lie. If you think back on it, it really was the reports of Sicknick being beaten to death that shaped people's perception of what happened. From a mob of lawless and stupid rowdies to something much darker and more malevolent. The idea of a police officer being beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. My God. That's your takeaway image from an event that was awful already. But only now, after almost a month of fake news and propaganda, do we discover that it didn't happen. Are you surprised? Because I'm not. My default position when it comes to media reports for years has been, yeah, that's a lie. And I'm always correct, especially when the story in question perfectly fits whatever left-wing narrative the fake media are promoting. What else should we expect anymore? This is, after all, the same corporate media and DC establishment that lies about everything, that tells us President Trump colluded with the Russians, called Nazis very fine people, told people to inject bleach, that tells us there was no vote fraud in 2020. Men can magically transform into women and women can magically transform into men. That protected and is still protecting the perverts at Project Lincoln. That a year of left-wing riots and deaths and billions of dollars in property damage were mostly peaceful protests. That Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, is doing a stellar job handling the coronavirus, and global warming is real. It's all lies. Everything the media tell us eventually ends up being exposed as a lie, as a gaslighting campaign. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.